Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to indicate that these ordinances have not been introduced. So the referral, the official referral to you would occur again after introduction. My understanding was that these three ordinances were sent over before introduction, maybe as early as tomorrow, to see whether or not you had any comments or suggestions, informally if you'd like, about the ordinances. But it's not a vote on endorsing the ordinances and sending them back to the council for final action.
No, I understand it.
So it's different than you normally, when you get ordinances, usually you have a 35-day window, you can comment, and it goes back to council. This is more of an informal review. If you had a chance to take a look at this and you see what's underlined and what's new, and you had anything that you would want to suggest, then this would be the opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate this. Normally, we get the ordinance after the first reading.
Right. This is before introduction. There are no numbers on it, you can see.
Are there additional ordinances soon, Beth, that we're going to be getting for the affordable housing?
For development, no.
It's in there.
Yeah.
The original is in there.
Affordable housing regulating ordinance.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure that's going to come to the... I guess that's near land use ordinance. That would come to the planning board. But that's not... regulation of rents as opposed to location and zoning.
Should we get a draft of that in the housing element?
Yeah.
A draft.
Yeah. There's no voting. No, because it's not official action. It's reviewing commentary.
So when's the next council meeting?
So the Tuesday, April 7th?
Oh, so it's the day before the next council meeting is the next planning board meeting. So we really wouldn't do anything then either, because it wouldn't be until after the council.
Only concern that I have is I always want to make sure that our agenda is complete and sent to the public.
Right.
For the Tuesday meeting, and there are no add-ons about significant things like this.
Especially
so we could put these ordinances on for council for the 7th, and should we need to come in on the 6th for whatever reason, we'd still have that opportunity and our notice requirements.
But no, you couldn't do anything here on the 6th. No, because they would be introduced by council on the 7th, which means the planning board wouldn't act until April 20th.
Okay.
So we would... Yeah,
but we're not doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're not doing it.
First reading, come back to the planning board.
And then it goes back to council again. Right.
Because I do have a bunch of questions and comments.
Yeah.
How should we get you the feedback?
How about this? They haven't been distributed, and I'm not sure that folks in... I'm not sure who's had the opportunity to go through them in any level of detail aside from the Annette. So if folks would like to...
Individually
reach out to me and go through. And I also heard some feedback tonight from folks on ETS, and I'm thinking about some of the amendments I might like to make. So what I would recommend is folks take a look at the ordinances now. To the extent that you have comments and questions, call me, email me, whatever you're most comfortable with. I think I'm going to make some amendments regardless of some of the feedback based on what I heard from, feedback from the public. And then I'll take additional comments and questions into account, further amend it, and then on our April 6th meeting, we can go through them in some more significant detail. And by then, folks have had a chance to review it.
They'd already be on the council agenda, though.
They will,
they'd be distributed, probably.
But I'll have a revised version available for council that will reflect what I've heard of the public and what board members have shared with me. And then to the extent that we have amendments to the ordinances, you would do an amended version on the 7th.
Yeah, informing the public on the agenda of these issues is obviously of paramount importance. If there are amendments within that come up, then we would address that at the council meeting and make amendments at that point in time.
And what's your date for council distribution?
Wednesday. So you need to get it in by Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday prior to the 7th.
Yeah, so the Wednesday before, and then they get distributed on the Friday. So you can do it afterwards, but typically we try to like to get it to the clerk by Wednesday at noon. Just allow her.
She goes public on Friday publication, so.
So, hold on, let me just pull my calendar up. Because what I'd like to ask, okay, so that means ordinance is due April 1st so that they can be placed on the April 7th agenda, because that's the Wednesday prior. And we have our meeting on the 6th. I would ask that folks get me comments or do outreach to me. How about this? This week, and then we'll talk either this week or maybe a couple, or maybe next week, and then that will give me a further few more days to finalize everything, get them to council, get them to the planning board for the meetings on the 6th and 7th, respectively.
Does everybody have Beth's email? Because I would recommend that if you don't have comments, you should email her and say that so we're not waiting on something that's not
good. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know. You and I need to chat.
Should I have a 6th April 6th meeting? Will that change just for that resolution? Or do I cancel that meeting?
No, I need a first.
First.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just let me know if there's a time issue.
Aye.
Annette, you want to
say
it?
Good night, y'all.
You want to chat?
Good morning.